He was here a minute ago. Where did John go? Where's your husband, Jessica?
Tell him the meeting's starting.
You're in charge of him.
Okay, call to order. Declaration of conflict of interest. If you have a conflict of interest, you will need to declare the conflict prior to any discussion of the agenda item and excuse yourself from the vote on the issue. Are there any conflicts? Ms. Rowe?
No conflict.
No conflict.
No conflict.
I have, I'm not sure if it's a conflict or not, but we need to make sure we state the date for the audio records on the... And that might be...
Did that help?
Yeah, I think it might help.
Well, let's turn it on.
That way there is no conflict with which agenda is which on the audio portion for the public.
Okay, January 10th. 2013, 3 p.m. This meeting's called to order. Declaration of conflict of interest, Mr. Fino?
No, none at this time, thank you.
Mr. Fry?
No.
Chairman Lance, no.
Rep. Jones, no conflict.
Ms. Bro?
No conflict.
Okay. Okay, roll call. Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Pino?
I'm present.
Robert Jones, present.
Ms. Rowe?
Present.
And Chairman Lance is present. Okay, I have on here a reminder of the conduct of meetings per our bylaws. Limitation on debate is 3 minutes. It's to make a statement. It is not a debate. You do not interact with other speakers. 3 minutes is the limit on it. So we'll start with the call to the public. Speak up, sir.
Charlie, can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I have questions and concerns to the board. I would like some answers as to regard the actions they are taking and how they have been taken in regard to the audit on the fire district books. I understand the whole lot of people started with finding an alleged $100,000 plus missing from the district funds. On January 3rd, 2013, Mr. Sanders, from Sanders & Company, who was hired by the district, gave a report on the recent audit and said that the money was found and corrected and the district was reclaimed. Now a certain majority of the board wants to have a forensic audit done at a cost of $15,000, projected cost of $15,000 for the fiscal year. Going back necessarily going to get the money. We don't have enough money to fix our fire trucks. It seems to me if our CPA and the district board said the books are clean, there should be no need to justify any further audit. I was in the office the other day speaking to the chief. I saw a box on the floor there that had a bunch of printed up pages in it. I asked him, what the hell about that here? On the floor, I filled with 10 pages of paper. He supposed to send her 1,800 pages of reports that the board had requested. I think it would take them a full year, the board would probably read and digest all that data. I'm just wondering if that's really, is that necessary stuff to do? If you're at the chief's office, it could be inundated and harassed with a lot of extra paperwork. It appears that a certain majority of the board also appears to have a vendetta against the fire department and the fire district, with all intentions of getting rid of all of the above.
3 minutes are up, sir. Yeah. Is there another speaker from the public?
I think he just has a few more seconds, Chairman. Or I would let him speak.
Need to get the attention.
We have to go by the rules. Same with the board members.
Somebody else.
But you had him start over again because you said you couldn't hear him.
Point of order.
Mr. Fino has not been recognized to speak by the chairman.
Chairman, I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Okay.
You had Mr. Gardner start over again because you couldn't hear him. I could hear him. So he started over again and lost a few seconds in time. You should have started over again on time, which you didn't. I was watching you. So Mr. Gardner should have the opportunity to finish what he has to have. If you would have started over, I'm sure he would have been done at ample time. And Mr. Gardner is also a senior citizen here. I think we should respect the senior citizens in this community and allow him the few extra seconds that it would take to finish his discussion.
How much more do you have, sir?
I have approximately 1 minute.
1 minute?
Tell me when to go.
Give him 1 minute. Okay, sir.
Okay. Talking here about wanting to get rid of all our paramedics and our EMTs and fire personnel and go to an all-volunteer fire department. I think we, the community, should be concerned as to what this would do to our fire insurance rates and our possible cancellations of policies. And also, I see that in regard to the present paramedics and EMTs, and I understand they say it's 3 people who are essentially DOA, and they're involved. I don't believe this could have been done with volunteers, but with complete volunteer fire and rescue service. I would like a written reply to these questions and concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Does anyone else want to speak?
Lonnie Carlson over here.
Who?
Lonnie Carlson. Okay. My understanding at the last meeting, I think Mr. Fry asked for a bid. I don't think it was any proposal to do. Go back and look at the books. It was a call for a bid. Where is that?
Thank you. Okay, on to old business. Review, discuss, and possibly vote on terminating the trial engagement of Donna Aversa as Fire District Legal Counsel and reverting to using the county attorney's services as legal counsel for the district. I have a quote here from the December, says 13th minutes. Mr. Pino made a comment that when the board first started, they began with Donna Aversa, and she was very knowledgeable and well-versed, but it appeared to them that she didn't seem to have the time to handle the board's situation. The board became disappointed with the delays in addition to the costs associated with retaining her services. Didn't seem to have the time to handle the board's situations. Doesn't seem to be a problem now, but the costs remain. I don't know what the costs are going to be for the phone call she made to me. It seemed to me she talked to me for over a half hour. She has sent me 15 emails. I don't know how much we will be charged for time she has spent with others, all to do with public records and posting them on a website, just routine legal issue. Her billing rate is $195 per hour. The county charges $85 per hour. For our routine legal questions, we should be paying a much lower rate. We have yet to receive a contract from Ms. Aversa, and even though I have requested a billing from her for several times, a bill has not yet been received. When a billing is received, I would like the whole board to review it before it is paid. I move that we immediately terminate our trial period with Ms. Aversa and return to using the county attorney.
Chairman?
Yes, Mr. President.
Are you making that a motion at the end of that statement?
That is my comment on it, and I make a motion we do terminate Ms. Aversa's, I wouldn't say contract because we haven't got one yet, but make sure we terminate any relationships with her. Yes, Mr. Fry.
If you're going to make a motion, can I get a definitive motion? If not, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Make a motion, Mr. Fry.
Are you withdrawing your potential motion?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to, before I make a motion, make a quick note on Ms. Aversa. I've had, I think, two, maybe three emails from her. Her answers seem to be more of a conversation than an answer. I guess she likes to talk for several hundred dollars an hour. And the questions I was asking were of a very simple nature, and she seemed to be very redundant in her answers. So I'd like to make a motion that we discontinue the use of Ms. Aversa as our attorney and return to the county attorney with parameters of inquiries to the county attorney to be set at a future meeting. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Finished?
I'm finished.
Any other questions? Yes, Mr. Pino.
I'd like to approve that motion, but I don't like the verbiage talking about parameters. I think parameters should be the county attorney's motion to make to the board. I would like to see the termination of the trial engagement of Ms. Aversa and reverting to the county attorney's services as legal counsel for the district as stated under old business. And that's basically the way it's worded in, on the agenda, and I feel we should go by the agenda because it does say review, discuss, and possibly vote on terminating the trial engagement of Donna Aversa as Fire District Legal Counsel and reverting to using the county attorney's services as legal counsel for the district, period. It doesn't add anything else.
And I'll second that.
Mr. Chairman?
It's
point of order.
We have a vote on that. Okay,
point of order,
Mr. Fry.
Mr. Fino engaged in a discussion. He did not make a motion.
No, I didn't. It's not a motion. I didn't make a motion.
And
you're correct.
And Ms. Roll second. I'm not sure what Ms. Roll was seconding. If she was seconding my motion or just agreeing with Mr. Fino.
No.
I would like.
I would like to reread my motion so that explanation can be made to Mr. Finos. Maybe he did not hear all that I said. My motion is that the board discontinue the use of Mr. Versa as our attorney and return to the county attorney, with parameters of inquiries to the county attorney to be set at a future meeting. I did not set a motion. That's the end of the motion. That's my motion. Okay. Turn to the floor.
Okay. Is there a second? May I be recognized, please?
Mr. Rebel and Ms. Fry have not had their turn yet, sir.
I'm just asking for Mr. Fry to repeat his motion for a second. I have discontinued use of Donna the person as attorney.
You don't have to write it down.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Point of order.
You should ask for a second before the discussion continues.
Do we have a second on Mr. Fry's motion?
Second that motion.
Mr. Jones has seconded.
I would like to be recognized by the board.
We're in the middle of a vote, Mr.
No.
Fino.
No.
Okay, Mr. Fino.
Again, I say under old business, the agenda item states review, discuss, and possibly vote on terminating the trial engagement of Donna Aversa as Fire District Legal Counsel and reverting to using the county attorney's services for legal counsel for the district, period. That is all that can be voted for, that is all that can be discussed, and that is all that can be reviewed. Anything beyond that statement violates the open meeting law.
Any more comment?
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I don't see how we are violating an open meeting law. We are discussing what is on the old business. We are not setting any parameters on the county attorney, inquires to the county attorney. That's just his motion that we will be doing that at a future date.
According to the statutes on board meetings, once you open a thing up, in this case, an agenda item, through the discussions, the speakers may suggest amendments to the item. And then the amendments and the item will be voted on as one.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized by the board.
We take turns, Ms. Fry.
Mr. Rose.
Ms. Rose.
Mr. Jones?
No. I've said what I need to say.
Okay. Yes, Mr.
As I stated earlier, I would approve the motion as stated, adding on the parameters does violate the open meeting law. I would approve it if it was stated that way. As the motion is made and the second is set, I would have to just abstain from the vote. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a motion?
The motion has been made and it has been seconded.
Okay, all in favor and...
Mr. Chairman, we need to read the motion before we vote.
Okay, you want to read it?
Motion, discontinue use of Donna Aversa as the attorney and return to the county attorney with parameters of inquiries to the county attorney to be set at a future meeting. That was made by Treasurer Fry and seconded by Clerk Jones.
Okay, all in favor? No, three in favor. Those opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Two abstain. Okay, the old business item has been passed. New business. Review, discuss, and possibly vote whether to ratify appointment by Board Chairman Roger Lance of Board Treasurer Cletus Fry and Board Clerk Rebel Jones to Finance and Budget Committee pursuant to district bylaws, Article 5, committees of the board. You have a motion?
I didn't write a motion. I did not write a motion for that, sir.
Mr. Chairman, can we just read the standing committee bylaws real quick?
Okay, standing committee bylaws, Article 5. The chairperson shall appoint each year, subject to ratification and approval by the board, two members of the board to the following standing committees: Finance and Budget Committee, Grounds and Equipment Committee, Legal and Insurance Committee, Fire District Operations Committee, Special Functions Committee. Each committee chairperson shall appoint additional committee members from the fire district workforce and or the community.
Still looking for it. Let's discuss. I'm still looking for it. Oh, here it is. Okay. I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, and this is off the cuff, that let's see how I want to word this.
Let's speak up.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking and speaking at the same time. I make a motion that Treasurer Fry and Clerk Jones be appointed to a Finance and Budget Committee pursuant to the bylaws of Article 5. Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
Don't think I can do it word for word. I make a motion that Treasurer Fry and Board Clerk Rebel Jones be appointed to a Finance and Budget Committee pursuant to the district bylaws, Article 5, under committees of the board.
Second. I will second that motion.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
We're in the middle of a vote on a motion.
No,
we're still
Chairman.
Discussing it.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Mr. Fry.
My name is Mr. Fino.
Mr. Fino. Too many F's around.
One point of order. I think it's easiest to make a motion by just reading the agenda item word for word. That way, nobody violates open meeting law by adding or deleting items there. One of the other things I want to ask is says discuss, review, and possibly vote whether to ratify the appointment by the board chairman, Roger Lance, of the board treasurer, Cletus Fry, and board clerk, Rebel Jones, to the Finance and Budget Committee pursuant to district bylaws, Article 5, committee of the board, period. It seems like you made the appointment ahead of time without review or discussion of the board of who would like to fill this. I think one of two possible things happened. You either had an illegal meeting with Mr. Fry and Mr. Rebel Jones to discuss if they would take this appointment by you, or that you had a illegal string meeting by yourself with Mr. Fry and then proceeded to Mr. Rebel Jones to ask them if they would serve on the Finance and Budget Committee. Just those two alone are very, very open meeting violations. So what I'm trying to find out is, why wasn't the board notified of this? The five board members, why wasn't this discussed under a meeting of who to select, who would like to run, and more information, rather than having you do the appointment on your own with those three members?
Mr. Fry.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to suggest that if accusations are going to be made, they have they make them to the Oz, of open meeting violations, they make them to the Ombudsman and let them direct the course of action that they may deem necessary. I do not have a copy of the agenda. I did not get it until I sat down. If Mr. Fino would like to follow me around for a week or two and see what I am doing, he'd more than welcome. He probably wouldn't last very long. I keep a very busy agenda with my business. So this is the first that I saw this. I am more than welcome to take this appointment. There has been no open meeting violations to my knowledge. At least of all, I have not been involved in any open meeting violations, and I resent the remark and the accusations by Mr. Fino.
I got him here. Mr. Fry, or Mr. Fino, I don't know if you've read the bylaws that your previous board created, but it says here, standing committees, the chairperson shall appoint each year, subject to ratification and approval by the board, two members of the board to the following standing committees. This specifically says the chairperson shall appoint two people from the board to serve on the committee. Now, the discussed part of it is where appointed or identified members may refuse to serve on that board or show preferences not to. To be accusing the chairman of violations of any statutes, open meeting or anything else, is extremely out in left field when you have no knowledge of what your own bylaws say. Mr. Fry is the treasurer. I think the finance committee would suit him just fine. And Mr. Jones is the clerk. I think he would take good records on the committee. Ms. Rowe, do you have anything to say?
No.
Ready?
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Okay, you have 3 minutes, Mr. Frino.
Again, I state that this is a board decision. This is not, you may make the appointments during a board meeting. You have not done this. This has just been thrown on us under new business, under this agenda item. The appointment was made by you without discussion with the board, without approval to proceed.
Is that finished, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Let's stop.
Motion.
Read. You have a motion?
The motion's on the floor, Mr. Chairman.
The motion was Treasurer Ferrari and Clerk Jones to be appointed to the Budget Committee as pursuant to the bylaws, Article 5. And that was made by Cletus Ferrari, it was seconded by myself.
Okay, all in favor? I have three in favor, Mr. Jones, Mr. Fry, Mr. Lance. Those opposed?
Abstain. I abstain.
Two abstain. Okay, item 2, review, discuss, and possibly vote on setting date for Chief Peterson's six-month review, which was due on November 22, 2012, for his employment contract signed May 22, 2012. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Fry.
Speak up. Before motion, I was wondering if we could civilly discuss a possible time that would be convenient for everyone without getting into an argument on a date that would be suitable for everyone. November, today is the 13th. May I suggest this item be placed separately? I'm just making a suggestion. on a special meeting because I feel it would probably take a period of time and would not want to confuse the agenda with anything else. So does anybody have an idea when our next regular meeting is? I don't have that schedule. Regularly set schedule meeting? Does anybody know? Pardon me?
February 5th.
February 5th. January, February. I
thought it was the 6th.
And today is the 13th.
Today's the 10th.
The 10th. I have lots of dates in my mind. May I suggest 2 weeks from today, and that's just for general comment and general discussion. So that would be the 27th, or the 30th. So 30 days in this month, yes. 24th? See, my math's lousy. 24th of January.
The AFTA meeting is 18th and 19th this weekend. I will not be able to make the 24th, but the 25th or 26th will work, or even all of the next week.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Yes, Mr. Pino.
I'd like to make a motion on the to set the date for February 5th for Chief Patterson's six-month review that was due on November 22nd, 2012 per his employment contract signed on May 22nd, 2012 for the regular meeting on February 5th. One of the reasons for that motion is since the board has already approved those days, everybody should be able to make that meeting with no problem. So basically that date is basically set for all the board members to attend. I think that'd be the best time for the public to appear and review it at a regular meeting rather than a special meeting. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear the motion again, word for word, please. Specifically, I didn't quite understand what he said.
I would like to set the date for Chief Patterson's six-month review, which was due on November 22nd, 2012, per his employment contract.
You said Chief Patterson?
Peterson's right here. I'm reading right. Mr. Jones, you can just write it exactly the way it's written here. I would like to make a motion on setting the date for Chief Peterson's six-month review, which was due on November 22nd, 2012, per his employment contract signed on May 22nd, 2012, at the next regular meeting on February 5th, 2013.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Raise your hand.
Discussion.
We have
comments.
Motion.
Comments. You have a motion, you have a second. We have comments.
Okay. Comment, Mr. Fry?
Fifth. I'm just trying to figure out my schedule for the fifth. I know I said it at the meeting. I just did not want to clog up that agenda because there's going to be several other items on that agenda. Do we want to set a time limit? I know the motion is on the board, probably not. I just feel that we'd be clogging up that agenda with that lengthy of a... It probably will take some time. And I was just trying to make it easier on everyone. That's my comment on it. I'd like to stick with the 25th, 6th, or 7th. So that is, that's just my comment.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
You mean like clogging it up like last meeting that we had 3 hours worth? I think this would be fine to have it on the same day.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Yes.
We have no idea what the agenda is going to be for February 5th, unless it's already predestined or predetermined. I have no idea what's going to be on the agenda. I think February 5th, making this an agenda item, is essential for the public to be here. The majority of the public is already notified of all the regular meetings. I think we need to keep this under a regular meeting for the public's sake.
One final comment, Mr. I was just going based on how long the short 30-minute review from the auditor in the last meeting was and how lengthy it got. Just trying to make it easy on everybody. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we had a motion. We had it seconded. All in favor? Raise your hand. Unanimous?
State the date again. The February 5th, we will have Chief Peterson's 6-month review at the next regular meeting.
Okay, the next item, review, discuss, and possibly vote on requiring Chief Peterson to prepare a budget for the balance of this fiscal year based on accounts receivable and unencumbered funds available to the district. Mr. Pratt?
Yes. Can you see your agenda for a moment, please, sir? Okay. Yes, I went through our bylaws and I went through the chief's contract before I make a motion, and I don't believe I'm out of order. I have a couple of questions I have to ask the chief, and according to his contract, he's supposed to attend all the meetings to assist the board, and I think the questions I have before I make my motion will assist the board. Would that be okay, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson, I wonder if you could tell me the funds from Engine 308. We did receive payment on that when we sold Engine 308. Is it 308 we sold, the little brush pumper?
Yes, sir.
And that money, we did receive payment on that?
Yes.
And where was that? Where were those funds placed?
I do not recall.
Okay. Were those funds placed in the general fund or some other account?
I believe they were placed in the general fund. I can confirm that for you, though, until I actually go back and look.
Seems how that was a vehicle that we didn't need. Wouldn't it have been a good idea, should you not have maybe advised the board that money should have been placed back in the reserve account?
Actually, I think when we set it up for sale, and I'd have to go back to the meeting minutes to double check that, but I think the board said that the money would go back into the M&O account.
The general account. I'm going to need that information. Personally, I believe that should have gone back into the reserve account because it was money that we had not budgeted anywhere in that year's budget. Another question I have for you, sir, is you control the executive password, correct?
Correct.
So, this is just, okay. So, this is my last question. So, you're accepting all responsibility and liabilities that go with that password, is that correct?
I hold the general account password so it doesn't get out so people can't make mischievous changes.
But you are in control of who uses those accounts and basically responsible for who uses those accounts and what goes in those accounts? And the recording of those accounts?
I suppose you could say that as the chief officer of fire district, yeah.
So you are responsible for those, the executive words and
I'm responsible for the executive password from the time I took over, yes.
Okay. From the time you took over, that's what I meant, sir. I didn't expect you to take responsibility for anybody else. And the liabilities that go with that responsibility?
Correct. And all that password does is allow me to set up other things. It's actually not even used for anything other than
And so you are overseeing all the accounts and making sure the transactions and the accounts and everything are accurate?
That is correct. I received that along with Jill.
I'm non-responsive on that last portion. Okay. I would like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that Chief Peterson prepare a budget for the remainder of the fiscal year based on unencumbered funds and accounts receivable to date, and a monthly routine budget for board review. And I state that, that's my motion, Mr. Chairman. And let me clarify why I'm stating it that way. I reviewed the budget that you've prepared, and your budget, I do believe, is in violation of our bylaws. You are speculating on ambulance calls, on wildland services, on grant monies and donations to come in that are unsecured. Very dangerous. I'm not through, Mr. Pino. Under our bylaws,
I'm
under
sorry,
eight,
you've
under
had over 3 minutes. You've made a motion. It should be voted on.
He has the chairman's approval to carry on.
Oh, thank you. But not the finance for anybody else.
The Finance and Budget Committee shall consist of two members. The let me see if I can find this. A little bit lost here. Let's see. It says the Finance Budget Committee, or the chief right now who is in control of the finances, present an annual, it says, and the fire chief present an annual budget for the following fiscal years to the entire board covering all operations of the district. When after public hearings the budget is adopted by the board, it shall be final and shall serve as a guide to the district finances, financial activities, and to limit the district's expenditures. The district may not operate at a deficit or incur indebtedness unless the voters approve the issuance and sale of bonds by the county, or unless there is insufficient cash in the county fund to operate the district, and the chairperson authorizes on or after August 1st. The borrowing of funds against the district's receipts of taxes in accordance with the procedures set forth in ARS 48807. That is why I'm making my motion. I do believe we're operating in a deficit at this time. I surrender the floor.
Mr. Pino?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chief. The budget isn't prepared by you, is it? Is it prepared by a budget committee?
Correct. I come up with items that I feel are necessary to the district. It then goes to the budget committee, as it did this year with myself, Cap Steiner, you, and Kurt Jones. We discuss the items, raise, lower, you know, discuss as a whole what needs to be done, and then it's presented to the board for final approval.
So it's not just on your shoulders to prepare the budget, correct? And it's not on your shoulders that the liability for the budget occurs. Is that correct?
The liability goes back to the board.
That's
I
correct.
I have control of the financial password for QuickBooks, but that doesn't give you financial control of the district. That's because it's
all liability. Okay, so basically what Mr. Fry is stating, he's just speculating that or assuming that you were the only person on the budget committee. Okay. I hope I can speak my full 3 minutes and maybe just a few seconds after, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure, you know, you can require Chief Patterson to prepare a budget, but for what purpose is what I'm coming up. I thought that the first discussion was the budget committee was already voted on to have Mr. Jones and Mr. Fry, appointed by you, of course, to sit on that board. I thought that was the purpose of that budget committee. Why are we pursuing this, I think, aimless venture unless there's a reason for it? Do you have any answers to that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. But
Are you finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
Speak if not, I would like to speak. No one else wishes
to. Okay. I do have a few comments on that. First of all, I think, Chief Peterson, did you say you appointed the committee?
No, sir.
Who appoints the committee?
The board appoints the committee. The board appointed the committee last year. Myself, Captain Kingle, Captain Steinberg, Clerk Jones, and at the time, Sheriff Kingle.
Thank you.
Okay. So what I am doing is I'm appointing a committee for this budget that's coming up, and I choose who I want to be on it, and it's up to them to decline. And the members of the budget committee that I appoint will create more people, you know, from the committees. Committees will be from the fire district, workforce, and or the community. Now, I don't recall where the fire chief makes up all of the budget.
Mr. Chairman?
Just a minute. But the budget committee that the board creates will go over that budget and decide if that's exactly what we want to do. The thing that bothers me is that LOC, that line of credit. It seems like we're using the line of credit. And to me, that falls under going into debt, like a car payment. I'll get some money next month to pay the car payment and the following month. And you, to me, that's going into debt.
Yes, Mr. Bright.
The bylaw says that the chief shall assist. The chief is in control of the finances right now. He can assist the board and the finance committee that is to be appointed with this information. He also has personal knowledge of what he needs for a routine budget. That's why the motion was made in that fashion. Like I said, Mr. Peterson is in control of the finances at this time, apparently, and has accepted the responsibility and some liabilities that go with that at this time. I'm just asking him to prepare a budget for us to look at, to see where we are at financially. He has intimate knowledge of that, and I would like that's why the motion is made the way I made it. And also, he should prepare us a routine monthly budget so that we can control the finances and oversee, which is the board's responsibility, what the district is doing. I surrender the floor.
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized by the board?
Yes.
I understand what Mr. Fry is saying. Our chief does prepare a budget. When does the budget committee meet, Chief, normally? April or May?
The budget has to be finalized completely through the process of public meetings and everything else by no later than, I think it's the first week of August.
So I feel that preparing a budget for the rest of this year is a needless way to go, since it's going to be more detailed and more up to date in April, especially with the board committee working with that also, and whoever else they appoint. I think that's a good idea, but to prepare a budget now, this seems pointless. I don't foresee any problem on upcoming monthly budget for the board. I think that's not a bad idea, but that solely by itself is a good idea. But with the rest, I think it's just pointless and just makes extra work that doesn't serve any purpose until April when the budget committee meets.
I just wanted to make a comment that I think the routine monthly budget would be the fire chief presents to the board. This is the equipment that we need to purchase this next month. This is the repairs that need to be taken care of next month. Do you want to authorize that expense? The annual budget is how much it's going to take to operate that department the entire year. So I think there's a difference between the monthly budget and the annual budget that Mr. Fino was referring to. Okay.
Mr. Pryor? My final thoughts, I promise. The budget that's prepared is prepared for this year, has been prepared, and I restate this, on speculative income. Our bylaws specifically state that we should not be incurring debt. So I'm asking for an unencumbered funds. That means monies that we actually have available to us. And accounts receivable for the work we've done to date. That is the clarification, so that we make sure we have enough money to finish out the year. It is not wise to go too far if you think you might be short on money and wait until you're actually out of money and then be in an emergency. And that's my final comment.
Yes, Ms. Rowe.
Mr. Fry just received about $4,000 worth of paperwork, or $4,000 worth of 4,000 sheets of paper of all the bank statements and everything else. He should be able to tell exactly where the budget is.
Is
that all? Yes.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Mr. Fry, you have something to say?
No.
I have a comment to make. I saw that file of paper, and it was a little under 2,000 sheets of paper.
One batch.
It was that high.
He got two batches.
Well, he's got two that high?
Yes, he does.
Well, anyhow, I do not see how you could possibly look through a stack of paper like that and know what the budget is and what's going on with your expenses. I mean, if I had to look through something like that to check my bills, I'd be in trouble. But if Mr. Fry did have the password to the books, he could scroll right through them and he'd get a better picture of what's going on. But for some reason, we aren't allowed to have that. So,
I like you.
Yes, Mr. Fry.
Fino.
Yes. My name is Mr. Fino, for the last time, I hope.
I have to put name tags on it.
Any budget that this fire district proposes is speculative. How much money are we going to have for the next coming year is speculative. We can try to get as close as we can, but there is no sure way of knowing that we are going to receive this much funds to have for this much. This is why we have a committee. This is why we have a board. This is why we have a budget committee, to speculate on what we can do. We use previous years. We use current environmental scenarios that are going on. Last year, we knew the economy was down. Well, we're not going to get as much. So everything is speculative. Nothing is sure. And the budget committee for this year will find that out easily when they see that there is nothing on the table. The county doesn't give you a stack of cash and say, this is what you're going to have for the year. They're going to say, this is what your taxes should be. Now, if everybody pays their taxes, that's a pretty good sure way. If people do not pay all their taxes, those taxes are never received and will not be seen. And sometimes that happens. So as I restate myself, to prepare a budget for the balance of the year is pointless. It's still speculation. I think the best way to go is a monthly budget request from the chief to the board.
Finished, Mr. Pino?
Yes.
I agree with you, Mr. Pino. And I think that our budget should be based strictly on cash on hand, taxes we know that we're going to get, and forget about, is there going to be a wildland fire or whatever else we get, grants and other sources of money that are speculation. complete speculation. And if you build a budget on speculation, you're going to be in the shape we're in. You're going to be trying to run a fire district on lines of credit. You're going to be borrowing from your next pile of money coming here, and what you get afterwards isn't as big as it used to be. We got to run this fire district on the money we know we've got, not on planning on, well, there's going to be brush fire money coming in here, and we're going to get grants over there, and that's no way to run a business at all. Last comment, Mr. Fino.
We have what we call offsets, and we do that with grant money. If grant money is coming in, we offset it negatively at the bottom of our budget. Now, those who have not been on a budget committee will soon see that happening. So it's a plus and minus situation with speculation on grants. We don't speculate on grants and say, okay, we hope that we get this, and we don't, we're in deep trouble. We don't. We offset it at a zero balance, so if we don't get it, we're not in trouble. Wildfires, let me ask the chief one question, chief. If we don't budget for wildfires and we get money for wildfires, what happens? So what the chief just finished saying is that money is not budgeted, it cannot be used back into the general fund. So in essence, we're not able to use that money. That's why we budget for wildfires, for future wildfires. Now, we don't say, well, it's going to be a great wildfire season or a poor wildfire season. We speculate on previous years and we lower that level 50%, sometimes 40, 50, 60%. As a budget committee person who's been on the budget committee for the last 4 years, I've seen this happen. We come very close when speculation, when something drastic occurs and we don't get all our tax money, the line of credit is there to use legally under Arizona revised statutes, and that money is paid back out of the tax district. And it's paid back first when the first money comes. It's just as simple as that. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Price.
A priority of the fire district and the funds we have available based on our tax base is for the fire district. Our principal responsibility is to take care of the fire district. Wildlands and federal wildlands come second. I have seen this department borrow money, go on wildland fires to Nebraska and other parts of the country, and not receive payment for 6 to 9 months. Meanwhile, we're borrowing money from the county to finance that at a 1.37% interest rate per month, I believe. That's pretty expensive money. By the time we get the money from the feds and pay that back, we haven't made a dime. I think we should take care of the fire district, provide the services we can for the fire district. That is our principal priority. Wildlands and federal wildlands come second. They are not an obligation of the district to do those. I'm done.
Okay, clerk, you want to read the motion?
The motion is that Chief Peterson prepare a budget for the remainder of the fiscal year based on unencumbered funds and accounts receivable to date, and a monthly routine budget for board review, which is in our bylaws.
Is that it?
That was the motion.
Okay. All in favor of the motion?
We need a second.
Oh, we need a second yet? You want a second?
I thought you seconded it.
Okay. All in favor?
Yeah.
Three in favor? Those against?
Abstain.
I abstain.
Two abstain. Okay, moving on to the next item. Review, discuss, and possibly vote to implement new reporting format for Chief Peterson's monthly reports for the board, which would include incident reports for all calls and to include call-out time, general location, general type of incident, action taken, time returning to station, number, and identity of vehicles used in the call.
I'd like to make a motion that we implement the new reporting format for Chief Peterson's monthly reports for the board, which would include incident reports for all calls and to include call-out time, general location, general type of incident, action taken, time returning to the station, number and identity of vehicles used in call.
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment on that.
Yes.
He can't make a comment, so it's second. And I'll second it.
Okay, you second it. Okay, I'll make a comment on that.
Thank you, Ms. Rowe.
I was actually working on this project for some time till my computer crashed, and I was pulling up some reports from various fire departments, fire districts, in what they use, and was going through some reports and drawing out some possible formats that they use. Chief Peterson prepared me some incidental ones that I didn't particularly care for. Nothing personal. I just didn't think they were what we needed. But due to my computer crashing and some other things that had come up unexpectedly, I was unable to complete that project. I would like to see, or at least have the opportunity to present to the board some of the programs and some of the formats that I have covered. Unfortunately, my printer crashed after my computer crashed. If it be at all possible for Mr. Fino to be so kind as to withdraw that and give me a chance to bring some formats to the board to look at, or at least have some formats that he may have in mind and present them to the board for us to look at and review, and maybe even Chief Peterson to look at and review and say, well, we would have a problem in this area, or we'd have everybody discuss it. So maybe I'm asking Mr. Fortino to withdraw that and possibly table that motion and table this till next.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
Until we would have actually some visual formats that everybody can actually look at and see what we're voting on and what we're going to implement or possibly implement. That's all. Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Rowe, do you have any comments?
I think that the chief and secretary do a format now, and that's the format that ought to be stayed with. We don't need another format to confuse everything. They do a very nice format as the accidents are happening, and that's what we should stay with.
I'd like to be recognized by the board.
I feel that the current format that is being presented to the board is not being presented in a useful manner. It shows how many calls that the department did go on, but it's not showing us how many resources were used, how long are the calls on average taking, what's their response, what is it that they are doing that we as a board can assist them in doing better? If they need better equipment, do they need, I know the jaws of life have been brought up. Last month's report showed that there was motor vehicle accidents, but it didn't have any details on to the general type of incident other than motor vehicle was outside resources called for jaws of life. You know, things on his report can be, it can be as vague or as detailed. More detail will help the board make a better informed decision. And I think that's where we need to go at with this new reporting format.
I would like more detail on the reports.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I would like more detail on the reports on how far the runs were. Were they down the block or were they 15 miles away? How many vehicles went? And, you know, a description of it. If it was a car crash or somebody got run over by a car. I'd like more detail on what these things are instead of just saying, well, they went on a run and they did this and that or it was whatever. And that's it. That doesn't really tell us. I'd like to know how long they were gone and how many vehicles, the distance, and a rough description of the incident, not a detail. We ain't going to have taking people's name and their social security number or anything. So I just like more detail of what we are doing with our fire district and how involved are the people out in the community. Yes, Mr. Pino.
I'd like to be recognized by the board. The agenda states all those incidents, and you had the agenda written up yourself, and I think it includes all those items. I think it includes, as I stated in my motion, which would include reports for all calls and to include call-out time, general location, which would give you the distance from the station, general type of accident, the type of accident, the action taken that would take care of jaws of life was used or CPR was taken care of and so on, the time returning to the station, how long they were out, the number and identity of all the vehicles used in the call. And I think that covers everything. So my motion stands. I think this agenda item was well written by you. I think it stands alone by itself. My motion stands.
Yes, Ms.
You misunderstood me. They have a report that they do at the firehouse now that states all this information. And that's the report I was talking about, not the current chief's report, but this report that goes into the firehouse that they type up as the accident is going on, what's taken care of, where everybody goes, the helicopter comes in, and that's the report I was referring to.
Thank you. Well, we have several.
I still have a second on, and I'm seconding this motion.
We have several ideas on how to go on this thing.
Point of order.
Yes.
There's a motion and a second, unless you want to continue the discussion. I suggest we should move forward with the vote.
Okay. Seconded?
I did.
Okay. All in favor?
Do you want to read the motion first?
Yeah, read the motion.
The motion was made by Robert Fino to implement new reporting format for Chief Patrick's monthly reports for the board, which would include incident reports for all calls and to include the call-out time, general location, general type of incident, action taken, time returning to station, number, and identify of vehicles used in calls. Motion was made by Robert Fino, seconded by Candy Rowe.
Mr. Chairman, can I get a clarification?
Yes, Mr. Bryant.
I just feel that if the board took an opportunity to look at different formats and keep an open mind and have Chief Peterson look at formats, it might even make his job easier. And also what it would also do is give the board finance committee more information to make its budget. How equipment is used, where we could or could not possibly save money. Again, I would really like Mr. Fino, if he would be so kind as to pull his motion back and table this until next and give me a chance to show him or present to the board some formats that have been well adopted by fire districts our size across the state. And that's, I don't know if there's any other way we could possibly, if we could possibly table this. I'm just trying to get the board to take a look at all possibilities. Does this actually have to be passed today? I don't know. That's my final comment.
I'd like to be recognized by the board. We are voting to implement new reporting formats for the chief. The chief is going to present to the board his format ideas to the board. At that time, it's up to the board to decide, is this good enough? Is it, we want more? Can we have more? Then we can decide. I think we should move forward and just let the chief do his job. Present the board the format. Let him do his job. The chief raised his hands. I will yield the floor to the chief.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment on that?
Yes.
The motion that Mr. Pino stated isn't a bad one. However, there's one issue that could really bite you in the butt, and that is the request for incident reports that could release sensitive personal information from members here in the community. I think you might find that they have an issue with that.
Mr. Chairman.
Is that under general type of incident? I still have the floor.
You gave it to him.
General type of incident?
I'm sorry, sir.
Under general type of incident? Is that what...
The way it states in here is that it would include incident reports for all calls. You could turn that to include medical calls, and you're violating federal law.
So that should be general type of accident then instead of incident.
I think if you remove the incident report part of your motion, I think your motion would be pretty good.
Okay. I'd like to restate my motion.
You need to withdraw your motion first.
I want to put in my little bit here. It says general type of incident. It does not say specific information about the incident. A general location, we're not looking for street addresses. We're looking for some general information on a run of what it cost the district, how long it took, how far you went. And that is strictly what it is. Now, what we're looking for is to find one that you can live with and one the board can understand and do some calculations with.
Absolutely. Just the way the motion was stated, though, to include incident reports.
It says general type of incident.
Go up,
it doesn't say
go
specific.
Up the line.
Yeah, if you go up the line, you'll see where I'm referring to.
Any personal information can be redacted.
Yeah. Well, like Mr. Jones says, any personal information may be redacted, but I was not looking for anything like that when I was reading this when we were making up the agenda. Mr. Pino?
One last comment. This is why I want the chief to handle this. The chief will come with a format to present to the board, and then he would present the fact that incident reporting might violate the Arizona revised statutes, and then the board can discuss with him the different aspects to proceed. But again, I say this is just a simple cut and dry agenda item to approve. Let the chief handle it. He'll bring it up. The board will then say, oh, we need this a little bit more. No, we don't want this. Or you are right about incident reports. Then we can discuss, like Mr. Jones has said, that we can redact items. Redacting is nothing more than blacklighting out the information to the public, so no personal information is seen. I still stand by my motion. Let the chief handle this. Let it present to the board.
Okay, Mr. Fry. Or Mr. Pino.
I'd like to address Mr. Peterson, if I could. Would you have a problem with, I'm sure you've been online and looked at incident reports from different fire districts and stuff. Maybe you have, maybe you have not. Would you have a problem with looking at what other fire districts have adopted and assisting the board in helping us choose one of those that fits your needs and fit our needs? Would you have a problem with that?
No, okay. Not at all, but I think...
You understand what I'm looking at. I want to find a form that's accepted across the state that we don't have to add or subtract or worry about redacting any information that's generally accepted by ARS, by the Attorney General, and by everybody, so that we don't get in trouble. Would you have a problem with looking at those forms?
I would like just to clarify, you are looking not for the incident reports, you're looking for a report.
They have a variety of reports, such as
And what fire districts are looking at, from what I've been able to gather on my review of information, is they want to know how much it is costing the districts to send this equipment out and do different things. And basically says, we sent this out, it took so many vehicles, it took so much time. And those reports will help the fire district oversee, or the board oversee, the fire district finances. So it's a more of a log report. It's an incident report. How much equipment? How much time? How much manpower? This is what these reports are about. So that's, again, I'm asking Mr. Fino to be kind enough to maybe possibly withdraw his motion. We table this until we have those reports. It's just a general and trying to be a cooperative request. With surrender the floor. Okay.
Again, if I can address the board and Mr. Fry's comments. Again, I say everything that Mr. Fry is asking for is right here. The chief is going to present something to us. It's not cut and dry. The board will say yay or nay on certain things. The motion stands. It's exactly what Mr. Fry and it's exactly what Mr. Lance had put in his agenda item. What more? I'm agreeing totally with them. Totally. Let the chief bring it to us, and then we'll decide. It's not a cut. It's not set in stone. We, as a board, can still say yes, no, maybe, why. My motion stands.
Okay. I believe we're seconded,
weren't
we? Yes. I have a question. No. Oh. Mr. Cry, will you have a format of what you're looking for at the next February 5th meeting prepared?
None of those evil viruses get into my computer or printer again, yes.
I think we'll have an assortment of...
We would have an assortment of what districts are using. And it would save Mr. Peterson an awful lot of time and work trying to present something to the board.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
You mean as opposed to printing off 4,000 sheets of paper you?
Yes. All in favor? Raise your right hand.
The motion.
We already seconded.
Yes.
The motion was read.
Yes. The motion was read.
It seconded.
All in favor? Yes, it was seconded.
All in favor?
All in favor. Three in favor. That was Mr. Pino, myself, and okay, those opposed? No. Two opposed. Okay. Here's one more. Okay, that is the... Yeah, call to the public. Do we have any more speakers want to speak to the board?
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
I pay $6,000 a year in property taxes, and I don't think it's too much to ask for an up-to-date budget from the fire department to see where our taxpayers' money is going. And to have an accounting of where everything is at, how much is being spent on calls and general information. You don't have to put people's names down. You can just say, went on two accidents. No location has to be given. You're not violating anybody's HIPAA laws or anybody's rights. But I don't, any business, any corporation or any business does a fiscal business budget every year so they know what their operating expenses are. You just can't be operating on the fly. I don't think it's too much to ask for them to do a budget and to do a proposal and, you know, come up with some better ways. I'd like to personally know where my money's going and how it's being spent, especially with the fire department. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When I take one, I don't know how many fires they go on, but they make more ambulance runs in this little village than I know how they can handle. I don't know how they do it. that ambulance is going up and down these streets to houses more than I've ever seen ambulances run. You guys do an excellent job, and I just want to say that as far as the job they do on that point. Now I've got something to say about the budget. You guys, the fire department's budget, the money was all found. Yay on that point. I don't understand why there's being another budget audit being asked for. If the money was found, why would anybody want to waste more money to have another audit pulled? We, is the people who live in this village, why could we tolerate them spending more money for another audit if all the money was found?
Well, being found where it was spent.
Sorry, let her finish.
If the money was found, and they said it was found, if all the money was found, why would there be? I'm asking a question, okay? If the money was found, why would you want another audit? If the audit was there, then it should all tell where it was spent, and it was found. Why would we spend money for another audit? That's just my question.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir?
Yeah, I haven't been involved in the fire district, even though I've been there many, many years. I realize that any little operation like this has got problems, but it sounds like our biggest problem is we've got people on two sides of the fence, and nobody wants to be in the middle. And what we need to do, I hear, well, they don't want you to look at the books because they don't want you to see someone's social security card number, or they don't want to see any medical records on them. Is what needs to happen is Mr. Fry is the treasurer. He should have the right to look at all the history for since this fire district started. That's his job. He got voted in to do that job, and we need to make sure he's got the right to do that. He's not in there trying to find out who died and who's got this and who's got that. It's all about the money. Several thousands, I guess hundreds of thousands of dollars that are who knows where. If you've got a check that's written, you need to have an order to prove why that money was spent. If we don't, somebody needs to answer for it. You know? And if we got to walk in the fire district, clean everybody out of there, take this guy, put him on the ground, get the number, maybe that's what we need to do. But I'm going to tell you guys something. Spending money wastefully has looked like what has happened in the past. And we are in the highest tax district in this state. I sell commercial real estate. I know and understand this, okay? But here's the problem. Just like I visited with the chief at the last meeting, and I'm not beating him up, okay? And I'm not beating this Fino guy up either. But like I said, why can't we open the books and their excuse? Well, they'll look at medical records. We don't care about that. We want to know where the money is. Or didn't go. If it's done legitimately, you know what? People like me that think there might be a problem, we owe these people an apology. But you know what? They need to open the books openly, honestly, let the books be looked at, and then we'll make the decision. It's that simple.
Is that all, sir?
I'm
saying. What's your name, sir?
Dennis Hudson.
Okay. What was your name, ma'am?
My name's Anita Brownlee.
Okay. Excuse me.
Am I recognized? No. I just have one more question, please. Was the books open for the last audit?
We're only supposed to have one cycle of talking. Sorry.
No, that's another problem, sir. Let the lady talk.
Well, sir, according to the statute, it says a person speaks one time, 3 minutes.
Until all members have had an opportunity to speak. If there are no other members wishing to speak, that other person can speak more than once. That's in the under limitation of debate.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no one else in the public that wants to speak, our limitations of debate do allow for
for repeats, then?
Yes, right here on the limitation. No member of the board or public shall be allowed to speak more than one. So if no one else in the audience wants to speak.
Subject,
So if no one else wants to speak.
Okay, Dr. Fry.
It's exactly what I said. Mr. Fry?
I'm not for Mr. Fino. I'm not for Mr. Fry. I'm not for Mr. Lance. I'm not for Mr. Jones. I'm not for Candy. I'm for our community. Mm-hmm. If the books were open, were the books open?
We cannot answer at this time.
You cannot answer.
That's open meeting law.
See? Nobody knows because nobody will answer.
Yes, the books were open.
Point of order.
I will violate that open.
You are not allowed.
By giving you an answer, I did already. Yes, the books were open. Write me up.
It's crazy. We just as a community need to get past this and let our fire districts do their job. Let the community heal and get over this. Let our fire board work together, do their job, and let all of us people get over ourselves and be a community. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Louise Lance. Mr. Figo, you're very rude. Very rude. I know the community doesn't like it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. State your name.
My name is Dan Buckingham. No, I've been in this community for about 8 years. So, sitting here listening to you guys tonight, blah, 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 is that, number one, you guys are all on the same table. And we all understand that in this community. What this lady's talking about is for her friends. She's not for the whole community, but the whole community wants to see everything, like that gentleman said. Open the books up. You know, let's all see what the heck the money's going for. I pay a lot of money in taxes for this fire department, and no one's told me a cent where it goes. And Mr. Vino, you are obnoxious, okay? The community don't like you because you always butt into everybody's business. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, what is your problem?
I have one other. When I go down to Ford Road, 191, I should make a blast email to everybody to let them know. Because a minimart fills up, pictures taken as I'm standing outside babysitting her son. So if you all want to know, when I'm at 191, let me know and I'll send you all an email. Save you some gas, wear a chair in your car. Thank you.
Any more comments from the public? Okay. This meeting's adjourned.